See you then.
It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
And time for the True or False weekly giveaway. Wide open to anybody who would like a pair of state park passes. You may not get the passes this week. We're waiting to get the 2021s.
They're here.
They're good for any of the Arizona 35 state parks. True or false to 411-923. And it's about Kingman, our featured staycation destination. Kingman has slightly changed in pronunciation over the years from its original name, the King's Men of His Majesty's Army. British soldiers sent to validate claims of gold in California were ambushed by Mojave Valley tribes. Most of the men met their fate in the ambush. Few survivors were able to stay alive, hiding at Beale Springs. They willingly surrendered to U.S. Army scouts and were brought before General Cook at Fort Whipple. General Cook asked, "Where did you find the King's men?" And Private First Class in charge of the scouting party pointed to the location on the map, therefore becoming King's men, and now today called Kingman, Arizona. If that's true, text true to 411-923. False, text false. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of the programming break and send you a set of passes to Arizona state parks, including Lake Havasu State Parks. They actually have a discount for the new cabins that opened up right on Lake Havasu. Now, you think, who would want to go stay by a lake in the middle of the winter when you can't ski or water swim? See some of those snow pictures in the Wall Street Journal this week from the Midwest? I bet any one of those people would gladly take a staycation at the lake.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a beautiful, quiet place.
And you were talking about Fort the Monument Valley going into the break. And this picture, if you're a current subscriber of Arizona Highways, you've actually seen it was on September?
September issue. And it's the a cover photo on the magazine. It's called Ear of the Wind Arch. And that was one of my dad's very favorite photographs and most famous ones. And his favorite place to photograph and write about was Monument Valley.
And everyone... Not everyone, but virtually everyone will recognize the picture. It is iconic. Arizona Highways in all of their featured calendars and all of their featured best ofs. This picture's included.
Absolutely, I'm so pleased that Robert Steve has taken an interest in my dad's old work and has kind of brought some new life to it, publishing things like this picture and some of the recent reprints of his articles as well.
I can't help but think what pictures we could have gotten instead of your dad driving around with the family in a Willys station wagon with the windows down and the dust rolling in if he had been in a 2019 Ford Expedition.
I think he would have enjoyed that comfort and the ability to keep his camera equipment from getting all dusty.
Oh, man, absolutely, for sure. Well, we were talking about Monument Valley, and your dad was actually asked to document filming several different shows.
Yes, actually, the John Ford Westerns started in 1938 out there with the filming of Stagecoach, but the one that my dad first came out on, he was on assignment for Arizona Highways to write a story about the filming of The Searchers, and that was filmed in 1955. And so he actually stayed on location there with the cast and the crew and took photos and wrote a story. And kind of interesting anecdote about that is that John Ford, the director, was, had a great sense of humor, but he's also very mercurial and didn't want journalists or photographers on the set while they were filming. But somehow my dad was able to get his confidence and trust, and so he was the only photographer that John Ford would allow on the set during, the time that they're actually, rolling the cameras. And so he kind of developed a friendship with John Ford. I've got letters back and forth between them. And then my dad also took this picture of John Ford in silhouette against Monument Valley that actually kind of became an iconic photo of John Ford that Mr. Ford later said was his favorite photograph of himself. So it was just neat that he was able to participate in that. And actually, I've got a couple of cool souvenirs that after my dad passed away, going through his things, three copies of location scripts from the filming of The Searchers that even have notes written in the margins and scenes crossed out and that kind of thing. So it's kind of neat to have something like that from that movie.
That is cool. That's really cool. Did you get to know any of the other peers at Arizona Highways while your dad was there?
I didn't really get to know them, but I got to meet a bunch of them in 1975. My dad took me along, let me tag along with him when they went to the 50th anniversary celebration party of Arizona Highways. And at that time, I got to meet, you know, some of the Joseph Muick, David Muick, and Ray Manley, and some of the other old-time photographers. I didn't get to know them, but I got to at least meet them. That was quite a thrill.
The answer for your true or false trivia this week is false. In fact, if you answer true, you should go to your freezer, pull out a frozen fish, and slap yourself. British Army in Arizona? Washington never let him get west of Pennsylvania. Jackson never let him get upriver New Orleans. Kingman's named after Lewis Kingman, civil engineer and the man who supervised the construction of the Atlantic Pacific Railroad between Winslow and Beale Springs.